March 6, sweet communion with our Savior. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:3. It is our privilege to taste the sweetness of communion with a crucified and risen Savior. But in order for this to be, self must be surrendered to God. Self-indulgence means that Christ is not followed in self-denial and cross-bearing. When self strives for the highest place, the spiritual perceptions become dimmed. The eyes are turned from Christ to the poor picture of self. We cannot afford to become separated from Christ. We must keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It is as we commune with Christ that precious holy light shines into our souls until every chamber is lighted up and we become bright lights in the world, reflecting to others the glory of Christ. We are to keep Christ before us as the example of perfection. Communion with God is the life of the soul. It is not a something which we can interpret, a something which we can clothe with beautiful words, but which does not give us the genuine experience that makes our words of real value. Communion with God gives us a daily experience that does indeed make our joy full. Those who have this union with Christ will declare it in spirit and word and work. Profession is nothing unless in word and work good fruit is manifest. Unity, fellowship with one another and with Christ, this is the fruit born on every branch of the living vine. The cleansed soul born again has a clear, distinct testimony to bear. To know God is, in the spiritual sense of the term, to be one with Him in heart and mind, having an experimental knowledge of Him, holding reverential communion with Him as the Redeemer. Only through sincere obedience can this communion be obtained. Following Christ's example of unselfish service, trusting like little children in His merits and obeying His commands, we shall receive the approval of God. Christ will abide in our hearts and our influence will be fragrant with His righteousness.